Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on Newstalk.
The Irish Management Institute in Sandyford has new owners. UCC has sold its share to the publishers of the Business Post. The IMI joins a stable of brands including the Red Sea Polling and Research Organisation, as well as iQuest conference organisers, and certainly diversifies and broadens the portfolio. But will the investment pay off in a world of AI learning? Enda O'Conneen is the publisher and CEO of the Kilcullen Business Post Group. Good morning, Enda.
Good morning, Joe.
So yeah. We will come to the IMI deal in a moment, but first tell us about the other major companies in the Kilcullen stable. So I mentioned a few of them there.
Well, I think media has been revolutionised. We set out on a journey 6 years ago now with what used to be the Sunday Business Post. It's probably the strongest independent, it's really an iconic business brand. It's about business, it's for business, but it also covers politics. But we had a very hard look, what is the future of media? And if you look back 100 years, newspapers, and now it's 24/7 online, we're a totally digital business. We do print, and print is quite a luxury, but we love it, but it is a luxury. But if you look back, media companies were centres for knowledge, centres for learning. You would pick up a newspaper to learn what was going on, something you could trust, reliable information, and primarily also to learn. And so people sort of say, well, why are we taking over the Irish Management Institute? The Irish Management Institute is an iconic learning platform, and it's just a natural extension. So we set out on a journey as a group, I suppose, reinventing media, not just in Ireland, but in globally. And we're really very excited about it.
And you're linking management training to the media, is that right?
Well, think about it. Management is about communication. Management is about excellence. Management is about knowledge. And I think in this new AI age, if you like, it's how we get that knowledge. It's how we interpret that knowledge. So education is very, very fundamental. People think of education as really, you know, it's a different kind of education. It's a learning kind of education. Mm. So we don't plan to compete with the universities. We're still keeping a very good partnership with UCC, for example.
They still provide the accreditation.
Certification, yeah. But this is a different kind. It's agile. It's giving business what it needs. The IMI was formed in 1952 by the business leaders in Ireland of the day. Ireland came out of a very introverted period. And, you know, at the same time as the IDA was formed, the Irish Management Institute was formed, and it was to bring Ireland globally and also in Ireland as a centre for excellence. So where people think it's kind of strange, but actually if you really look at it, there's a very, very strong logic to, you know, reinventing its IMI 2.0
for
a new age.
And does that dovetail with your iQuest business, which organise events and conferences also?
Yeah, we call it our experiences business. Mm. Joe, it's not just you sitting on that chair this morning talking to me. Mm. It's your experience sitting on the chair. So
it's an experience for me to sit opposite you, Enda.
Well, you know, we've broken our business down into four core parts. One is content generation, and that's trusted independent content.
Led by the Business Post.
Led by the Business Post. And the next one is what we call experiences. Again, you know, it's the same skill set that puts a conference together gets the top level speakers on a particular subject. It's quite specialist. We're drilling down into the business vertical. So that's the second pillar. And the third pillar is data and insights. So really, we've become an insights business.
And that's Red Sea.
Yeah, Red Sea has clients in 20 countries around the world. We have a very strong UK presence. And it's a very vibrant, strong, independent brand, Red Sea Research. And it's got an amazing group of people. And again, AI is revolutionising what we can do. So the final pillar, and this is the really exciting part, it's like the catalyst that brings it together. It's learning, if you like. And that's where the Irish Management Institute comes in. And so it completes the model. It completes the building block. Above all, though, you know, it's about business. It's for business. And it's also essential if you're in business to know what's going on.
Now, you got loads of advice before you buy anything. Did they say to you in advice that you should go ahead and buy the IMI?
Some people are very sceptical, you know, but actually, when you actually look at it, there's a crying logic to what we're doing.
I'm getting a sense, Enda, that you use your gut when you make a lot of these decisions.
Well, gut, no. I think it's a data age. I think if we look at our clients, if we look at our clients for Business Post, if we look at our clients for Red Sea, if we look at our clients for iQuest, for Experiences, it's business to business. It's a commonality. And it's also laser precision marketing. It's coming out of the clutter. It's a trusted communicator, if you like. So when you're doing an executive learning degree, when you're trying to fill that leadership gap in your company, you want something you can trust, if you like. So that's the common denominator. So there is a common linkage.
Is it easy to do business in Ireland these days?
That's a hard question. No, it's tough.
Tell me why.
In Ireland. Well, we've become burdened by the system, if you like. We set up state agencies. We set up quangos to escape the clutches of bureaucracy and government. And we need government. That's how democracy works. But now it's double the layers of complexity, you know. And so the fundamental problem in Ireland is not resource. Due to the visionary work of the great leaders and the people who founded things like the IMI, we're phenomenally successful. So it's the bureaucracy. It's the lack of leadership, and that's not criticizing individual people, but we've become victims.
Is there a lot of book passing?
Totally. You know, for instance, we have quite a dynamic higher education ministry. Why did we form that? Because the Department of Education couldn't function properly. So what do? We create a new agency, a new department to do what the other department should have been doing. We have a housing problem, and what we do is, you know, that's the job of the ministry. It's the ministry for housing and the minister. What do? Well, actually, we create something new to solve the problem. And what it does is it double complexes the problem because it makes it more bureaucracy. It's just a matter of we have so much going for us, but it comes down to fundamental leadership, fundamental management. It's sort of management 101. And it's management for the 21st century. And that's not to criticise any individual people, but structurally. And I think that's where there's a higher purpose in what we want to achieve with the IMI well.
And if the Taoiseach were to call you and said, Enda, we'd like you to come in and advise us, would you take up that offer?
No, I think you'd have a lot more sense. I'm what they call a disruptor, you know.
Well, maybe the government needs
out of the box thinking. It does. It needs massive disruption. And so I wouldn't be the person for that job. But there are some really amazing people who could come in from the corporate world. And it's not to make the country like a business. A country is not like a business. The country is for the people. Okay. But to have efficient management, efficient decision-making, efficient leadership, that's different.
Enda, thanks very much for coming in. That's Enda O'Cunneen, the publisher and CEO at the Kilcullen Business Post Group.
Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on News Talk.